All right, guys, it's that time again. Time to give you the picks as we always do our weekly six-pack. We give you some of the weeknight games and also my concrete lock of the week. Last week, it was the worst week that I've had doing this overall so far this year because I was way ahead. My numbers now, as bad as it was in the NFL, we only got two games right. I'm still 31-23-2, 4-3 on my concrete lock of the weeks. Missed last week's concrete lock, but I did say, I'm not trying to sit here and, you know, help myself out here by saying this, but I did say I hated the card, and it proved true that I didn't like it and it didn't work out for me. You know, in college football, it's just been absolutely abysmal for me. 19-26-1 now, as I said, 31-23-2 in the NFL, 4-3 in my concrete locks as I'm starting to ramble, but so we always do. And last week, by the way, talking about some of the games I picked, how about losing? I had San Fran in the under on Thursday night, and John Harbaugh declines the safety to give me the loss on San Fran. Other than that, I've been pretty much undefeated on Thursday night. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I picked Carolina to beat the Giants at home, but I've won every other game, side and total, so far. We'll start with college football. I actually like some college games a lot this week, whereas last week I was kind of scratching the surface trying to find something. Thursday night, I like Wake plus 13 against Clemson. I think they get the job done at home. I think they make this a really tight game, just my personal opinion. Friday, Air Force plus 3.5 versus Nevada. I believe that triple option will give fits to that Nevada defense. Also on that'd be Friday night. On Friday night, I also like Louisville Cincinnati over 52. That's kind of a smaller play for me, but they all get the same amount, as I'm telling you which games I like. Saturday, Boston College beats Maryland. BC has one win on the season. They're a 2-point favorite over the Terps. Terps having issues at quarterback. We all know about that. Boston College wins hand down. I like the Pitt Temple over 47.5. I like Penn State plus 1 against Ohio State. Penn State having a pretty interesting year. And I'm actually going to take Georgia plus the points in the world's largest cocktail party. And if I were going to give you a lock of the week in college football, it would be Washington plus 3 over Oregon State. I think Washington wins the game outright, knocking off an undefeated team at home. Steve Sarkisian, Price, they get the job done. That would be my lock in college football. Absolutely love that game. Thursday night, NFL. I like Minnesota in the under. Minnesota, loving them in this spot. Everybody's buying into Tampa Bay, putting up all those points. They still lost the game. Their defense gave up a ton of points. It's hard to travel and try to win a football game on a Thursday night. And I actually picked Minnesota as my survivor pool pick over the Green Bay Packers this week, who have a much better matchup. And I'm going to run through the NFL games here. I like Dallas plus 1 against the Giants. I expect this game to be extremely high scoring if you want to go in the over. Each year they have one low scoring game and one shootout. I think this is the shootout. Denver minus 6 against New Orleans. Peyton's going to be great off the bye. I think they beat New Orleans by 2 touchdowns. I like Miami plus 1 against the Jets coming off the bye. I can't believe I'm saying that because I thought Miami would be the worst team in football. And I like Detroit minus 1 against Seattle. Detroit at home, they get the job done against Seattle. Pittsburgh minus 4.5 against Washington. Love Pitt. I think they show some different looks to RG3 and confuse him. And I like Arizona plus the 6.5 on Monday night. If you've been listening to me, my concrete lock, Philadelphia, Andy Reid 11-0 off the bye week facing Atlanta, who I've not been impressed with. I think Philly gets a job done at home. Michael Vick wants to play great against his old team. Loving the Philadelphia Eagles concrete lock of the week. Good luck, everybody. Hope it works out for you, whether you fade or play. Stay within your means.